The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we're back, Season 6, Episode 7, and well, I think this is going to be a drama-filled one. What do you think?
Wait, Total Divas is going to be drama-filled? What?
I know that never happens, right? It's just a completely boring show. I don't even know why we do a show on it, you know? It's just a bunch of girls hanging out.
Doing their hair, drinking their wine.
Nothing else.
Occasionally having a spat.
Occasionally.
Once
in a blue moon.
Every 15 minutes, you know, whatever. So,
Every 2 minutes.
You know, that's a better estimation of time, every 2 minutes or so. So, yeah.
It's like a Royal Rumble. Every 2 minutes, there's another diva drama.
It's almost like we're going to have to split them onto two separate brands just to contain the diva-ness.
Huh.
Hmm.
Huh. Anyway, can't wait for the drama. It's coming up. After the break.
And don't forget, everybody, before we go to break, because I don't want to forget this, stay tuned to the very, very end of the show because we have a special announcement for you guys. Don't want you to miss it. So remember, end of the show. Don't tune out until we say bye because it's an important announcement. We need everybody to hear it, okay? So you've been listening to Rack Extra, Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring? Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow. Let the battle begin.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged.
engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WWE superstar Natalya, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Total Divas, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. It's Season 6, Episode 7, and, well, we see Paige playing with Big E's breasts. Like, and Renee Young sitting in Natty's lap.
Booby bongos.
And there's a puppy.
She was playing booby bongos. We're getting extensions put in Natty's hair. So we're now at the brand extension, where we've reached that point. We've reached the draft.
Oh boy, it's my favorite thing ever, the draft! Yay! Not really. Oh, please tell me we're getting Renee and Dean in this. Renee's stressed about being separated from Dean because that would suck. And hey, look, it's Papa Bella. They're asking him about the draft, and he's like, I don't know. Well played, Johnny. Well played.
I'm pissed. Now everything I didn't want is happening, and I've only told one person. Paige!
Oh dear. This isn't good. And it looks like we are in beautiful...
Somewhere.
I guess San Diego would be my guess. We're with the Bellas. We're going to work out. Why does their hair look that good when they're going to work out? That's, like, not fair. Oh, and while John's away, Nikki's gonna play. They're going to Napa to do wine tastings.
Wait. Nikki wants to go to wine tasting. Shock face. Brie wants no work talk, just wine tasting and chilling out. Apparently Nikki stresses Brie out and it kills her fertility.
I don't think that's the exact reason, but okay, we'll go with that.
We're in lovely Detroit, Michigan from Monday Night Raw and Daniel Bryan's face staring at Renee.
And we see Alicia with Maryse. Hey, Jamie Noble.
Carano is talking to Natty, who can't ever find a building.
No one wants to ride with Natty. Well, you know, after she ripped Summer Rae out of the car by her hair and, you know, beat the crap out of her. There's Lana. Hey, look, there's Goldust.
Natty's wondering what something big's happening in a match coming up, and then, you know, she's feeling she's going to be killed off. She's heading to catering.
Sounds like a plan to me. Now we're back in Tampa with... John and Nikki.
Nikki confused the word real with revealing.
I'm kind of with him. That's a little revealing. Not that she can't pull it off, but that's a lot of boob.
They're like, you're going 100 miles per hour now, and you complain about me. Now they're kissing. They're going to bring a new definition to hump day.
Ew. Sorry, but ew.
Money in the bank. Las Vegas. Oh, God. I remember details of Las Vegas. Oh, God. I know what's coming. There's Del Rio, Paige's boyfriend. Eva trips over nothing.
And we see Paige's brother and his girlfriend. I thought she was already a bad guy.
No, she was a babyface because she was shooting with Charlotte. And then she was going heel. Remember, this is July.
Oh, right. And they're blocking the door, and the one guy's like, can I just get out? There's somebody else off camera that we can't see. Oh, wait. I remember now. I remember this.
Becky versus Natty. Natty was, you know, waiting, taking a selfie before her cue.
Aw, it's Becky. Do I get WTR points for this?
No.
Damn it.
You try that every time. No.
But.
No.
But,
no.
But.
No.
Aw. But it's a WWE show. Hey, if Tim can try for retroactive points, so can I.
You know, this was a match before we even started Fantasy.
Yep.
So
that's
no.
Why it should be retroactive.
No. No. Just no.
I tried, guys. I tried.
The girls are commentating on the match backstage. Natty and Becky collide. Or get pushed into. And Natty loses. Oh, I can give you retroactive points now. Isn't that minus 3? You want minus 3?
No, because Natty lost.
So did Becky.
No.
Becky was on the team. She lost.
Natty got pinned.
Doesn't matter. You're on the losing team. It's minus three.
Paige is, like, so excited about Natty beating up Becky.
And he's like, I'm being cheered, but as I'm beating up Becky, this is not supposed to happen.
Yes, it is, Natty. Just go with it. Just go with it. We're weird people. We like bad guys. Just go with it.
Would she be a bad girl, not a bad guy?
She could be either.
Just saying. We're in Napa.
They're all excited in being in Napa.
And look, there's all of Nikki's boobs.
Actually, that's pretty covered for Nikki.
The one angle wasn't. Isn't the drug good for the wines and grapes? But he's like, it's not good for people. Doesn't matter if it's good for wine.
I don't even know what to do with that. I don't even know what to do with that.
Where's Nikki's luggage?
It's probably being taken there for her.
Breeze and John just really relaxing. No thinking. Them moving there, for Nikki and John moving there won't happen until he's super old.
Well, him slowing down won't happen until he's super old. Because he's so busy.
Now we're in...
Arizona.
Phoenix, for Monday Night Raw.
So we should see Brian. Woohoo! Hey, look, it's a Bray Wyatt sighting.
Ric Flair, a Rusev, and Alana, and Lindsay's all about the Bray Wyatt on the truck.
Yeah.
People are apparently writing long posts about Natty turning. Natty's worried about losing social media followers, and Summer's talking crap that if she fails, she may lose her job, and they're still fighting. We had a slow motion shot of the referee for whatever reason.
Because it's Rudy Charles. Bless Summer Rae for stirring up crap. Bless her.
Here's Paige.
This is the last time, or one of the last times Paige showed up on TV, isn't it?
I believe so. So it's Paige and Sasha versus Charlotte and Dana, I believe. Yes. Paige takes a suplex and grabs her neck. Paige is now freaking out because she's just got back in the ring, and we see her going to train her with Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, okay. For a second, I thought we were going to get Paige and Alberto in the car, and it's like, hey, all right. And, well, we see Natty beating up on... Wait, is she talking to Cesaro? Of course she's talking to Cesaro. It's like a threesome. They're married. Like, Cesaro has just, like, implanted himself into Natty and Tyson's marriage, and he's just married to both of them. It's a threesome. It is!
Not denying it.
Damn it, that's what we should have asked her when we had her on the show. So, how's your marriage with Cesaro and Tyson going?
Anyway, you can listen to the interview at RockRadioShow.com.
So, brand split.
It's a thing.
It's a thing, y'all. Here it comes. We are at Money in the Bank. It's the last... Second to last pay-per-view?
Second to last, yeah. Because the draft hasn't happened yet.
Well, it's kind of mixed, because Paige's return is being shown on draft night.
No, it was her return. No, it was right after Money in the Bank she returned.
Was it?
Yeah, the draft.
They have little podiums up there.
Remember for 3 weeks they put up the podiums?
Oh, right.
They just
right.
sat there going, hey, look, here's podiums. The general managers of Raw and SmackDown will come here and they'll stand here at the podiums. And every week we're going to have a previous general manager come up and make a statement like John Laurinaitis. He ran back and forth between the podiums. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
That's why the podiums are there.
Oh, right.
I remember these things. That's why I'm here. So, anything else you need to discuss from that, or we're good?
I think we're good.
And we're back in Phoenix, Arizona, for Monday Night Raw.
At the Talking Stick Resort, we see Renee getting ready for an interview. She's talking to Becky Lynch. We're asking about Natty, which means Natty's about to run on and kill Becky. And now we see Natty killing Becky, and Renee booking it the hell out of there. Because, you know, again, Renee Young is an intelligent person. She's with Cesaro.
They're not cheering her. They're not booing her. They're not making any noise. She's like, what? What's going on? There's John Cena, Rusev, Lana, Renee. Natty's freaking out.
Renee's trying to, like, say, oh, it could be really frustrating or really shocking for them, and they don't know what to do, and just kind of give it time.
We're in San Antonio, Texas.
With Eva and Paige.
So live events are in San Antonio, so she went out early to see Paige. They're trying to build the friendship. Looking at back flashbacks and then going to current day Paige in this, she really skinny.
Yeah, she's lost a lot of weight.
It's weight, it's muscle mass, she's lost a lot. Even notice is Paige's neck is bothering her, and she's like, it's nothing.
We're going to a snake farm.
Because, you know, that's what you do.
In San Antonio.
Eva hates snakes.
I think this place was on Dirty Jobs once.
Maybe? I've never seen the show.
They had to clean all the snake cages. Paige is going to hold the albino boa constrictor, and Eva's like, nope. It's pretty, though. Okay, don't play with the boa constrictor. It will kill you.
You're wrapping it around your injured neck. Smart.
Well, it probably would make a good brace. Nice and squishy.
We're in Tucson for SmackDown.
Oh, look how good Maryse looks with the Intercontinental title.
It's her Intercontinental title.
Exactly.
Natty wants to dye her hair black.
No.
No. Natty, no.
Rusev. I can see brunette.
Not black, though. Yes, it is a bad Halloween costume.
Oh, my God.
It works for Dolph, though.
It actually works for Dolph. Lana's freaked out. She's like, what the hell?
Back to wine country we go.
Now we're having a spelling competition in the car.
Oh, I, 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 don't even. Handkerchief, everyone. Spell it. Hashtag handkerchief.
Google it.
Are they commenting about people having sex?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Nikki's like, I want to start one. Nikki and company.
Oh my god, Nikki, please don't lean forward that much. Please don't. What is wrong with Bree's hand?
I noticed that too. Did she break out from something?
I can't tell if that's freckles, if that's a tan, or if that's, like, a rash or something.
Because her one hand's fine.
Yeah, it's only on the left hand. Oh, no, it's henna. It's a henna tattoo. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, back to the Bella's making wine.
They're discussing the idea of making wine, and Bree's not fully on board.
And she basically says that Nikki's trying to keep up with John in terms of business ventures and everything else that they're doing.
Nikki continues to need something to do, because John's always gone. Bree says, you want to be John? It's like, yes, you do.
I don't think she wants to be John. I think she wants to be bigger than John.
Okay, then there's that.
Okay, so let's discuss this as we're going to break. Nikki, and to Nikki's defense, all right, so Nikki's trying to find a lot of stuff to do, because John is gone all the time.
Correct.
And she cannot be relied upon to constantly need her sister or her mother or her family to entertain her. So it's something of, well, I'm going to make use of this time, and I'm going to build my name, and I'm going to build my brand.
Right. So
through various business ventures, through volunteer work, through charity work, whatever, you know, movies, TV, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Because Nikki's aspiration is to essentially be the female rock. Nikki and Eva are both kind of sort of competing on that a little bit. And Nikki's trying to set herself up for the future.
Which good on her for doing.
Which good on her for doing, because honestly, I think even though she loves John, and she knows that John loves her, there is no security in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows that.
Correct.
So she's basically setting herself up with money-making ventures, so if anything ever goes south, or if it ever goes south with John, and they don't work out, and she ends up being out on her ear, she has funds to be able to live in the lifestyle that essentially she has become accustomed to, if that makes sense to anybody. So, you know, the wine-making business, the Birdie Bee, the movie appearance that she did, the TV stuff, all the stuff that she's doing, the magazines, all the business ventures that she's getting involved with, this is setting up a security line for herself. So she can be independent of him if she has to be. You know, she's not necessarily relying on him for money. She's making her own.
Correct.
So you know, I mean, if it comes to if she's got to buy the house from him in San Diego, she can. She's got to buy her car from him. She can.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to say that's going to happen, but, you know, just given based on past events with John Cena, that would be if that relationship would go south, because we know the house is in his name, we know the car is in his name, that she would be forced to probably buy them from him if she wants to keep them.
We'll get back into it as we're back in San Antonio with Eva and Paige taking selfies.
Partying in San Antonio.
Hey, John, there's a John Cena merch thing. Mannequin with a shirt on. Eva's showing off her boobs. Alberto's kids are sending messages to Paige to come home. Eva's saying, oh, Paige is so happy, and all that fun stuff. Stepmom Paige.
I think she wants to be a mother. I think she wants children.
But she, as we've learned, she probably doesn't have the ability to do so on her own.
Right.
And now we're seeing the Alberto tattoo on her side. I don't have any words for what she did.
I'm kind of with Eva. You just started seeing this guy and you got his name tattooed on you. There's a curse on that. She's lost a lot of weight.
You can tell.
Not that it's a bad thing. She looks good. She looks happy. She looks healthy. She's just, you can tell she's lost a lot of weight.
It's mass. She's lost mass in her arms and shoulders. Now the Bellas are walking by a river or a lake or something. A water.
And they're trying to figure out what animal that is. And they're like, no, no. Bree's like, I'm going to throw you in and blah, 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 blah. Nikki did not appreciate that.
Now we're meeting with the wine people. The Hill Family Estate. They're winemakers.
They have a lot of highlight on.
They're disagreeing on the we getting into the winemaking business.
And there's Nikki's nipple.
So they're going to show them the process of making the wine. They may get dirt under their fingernails. We're back in San Antonio.
Bree's interested, but she's not ready to commit.
Paige needs a neck brace. She's in a lot of pain at the moment, and she doesn't want anyone to know. So Eva got the neck brace for Paige. Paige just randomly puts it on, not knowing how it goes on. Eva's like, this was my good deed for the day. We're at SmackDown. Toledo.
No words.
Toledo. Bray
hey,
Wyatt.
It's another Bray Wyatt! He's all over Total Divas. It's our favorite Total Diva, Bray Wyatt.
Natty wants to pitch something to the powers that be. Natty starts with, I'm extremely grateful. Oh, God.
Natty is attaching herself to Eva.
Natty wants to attach herself to Eva. God.
The heat magnet.
Mark's like, you're taking stuff away from Eva. What does it do for anyone else? Renee's backing Natty on this. Mark is like, why are you going to ride Eva's coattails? And she's like, oh, but you're asking to? He's like, You don't need to ride her coattails. Be your own star. So, so where do you want to begin?
We'll get to Paige. We'll get there, because there's more coming on that. I'm kind of with Carano on this, with him telling Natty she needs to be her own person. She needs to be her own heel. Because it's like, oh, you know, well, I'll just leech off Eva, because that's easy. Right?
Right.
I'll just be like, oh, hey, you know, Eva's already got nuclear heat. I'll team with her. That'll get me over. No, it really won't.
That's not how this works.
That's not how this works. It's like the whole point of giving Natty the heel turn is basically to give Natty an opportunity to prove herself.
Mm-hmm.
Not to team with Eva and make herself with Eva. That's not the idea behind this. So I totally get Mark's position in terms of, well, you gotta figure this out, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And also, I think, I don't want to say this because this sounds really, 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 really mean, and I do not mean this in a mean context at all, but Natty is a beloved superstar, but I don't think she's like the one of the most popular ones that they have, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not saying that to be mean, I'm not saying Natty is second rate, I'm not saying anything like that, it's just in terms of heel turns, Natty turning heel is not the same as like John Cena turning heel, for example.
No,
or Kevin Owens going face.
No, better example, Bayley turning heel.
Yeah, Bayley turning heel. There's a great one. Thank you. You know, where it's not that shock factor where she's this hugely beloved baby face, you know, nobody would ever see this coming kind of thing. It's like Natty's been kind of sort of teetering back and forth between like heel and face for a while now.
While she's always leaned on the side of good, it's she's not so far on the good side where it's like it's a big deal.
Because it's interesting that she says, I've been a babyface for 5 years. Well, it's like, but there was that whole thing with TJ and Cesaro where they were technically heels. So does that mean she was a babyface with two heels?
Yes.
Because the whole reason she started this, like, catsuit dominatrix thing was because she was kind of going heel.
But then everything broke down. But anyway, we're back in Napa. We'll get back to that.
And there's Nikki's nipples.
Hashtag Nikki's nipples. Now we're looking at a quad, and Nikki's nipples are trying to drive a quad.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to point them out. They're right there.
They're right there. Nipples out in Napa Valley.
Boobs look smaller.
No, they don't. They're just not pushed up.
Oh, fair enough.
She's not wearing a bra. That's why you're seeing everything. I think that's where they naturally hang. So what is she doing?
She's moving rocks so they don't disrupt the irrigation.
Bree's like, she's actually determined to do this.
And she burned herself on the muffler. Awesome.
So where girls are watching backstage is we're getting ready for SmackDown.
Hey, it's Naomi, and Maryse, and Renee.
And Becky.
We're going to tell Brent about this. Becky's all over this thing.
His two favorite women, Becky and Eva.
Yeah.
Natty's very nervous.
And hey, there's Hunter in the background. We had Triple H on Total Divas. Awesome.
And Natty's making her sneak attack on Becky Lynch. Natty's just beating the crap out of Becky. Alright, so back to Natty, I guess.
Back to Natty.
Because that was a really quick segment.
Yeah, that was a really quick segment. So, because we'll get to the Bellas, too. We'll get there once that all kind of resolves. We're in the middle of that, and we're in the middle of Paige. But Paige is getting ready to blow up, so let's talk about Natty. Back to it. And so it's like, you know, basically the main point. And I think that's where Natty's struggling, is that she's kind of been in the middle. And she's, as she says, she was in purgatory. So it's like this turn, it's like they're doing something with her, they're pushing her, but the fan base is kind of really sort of meh on her at this point. So it doesn't matter if she's really heel or face one way or another, she's having a hard time winning the fans over.
Right.
So I can see her point in wanting to tag along with Eva, but it's like instead of tagging along with Eva, figure out what gets Eva heat.
It's a great question. What does get Eva heat?
It's Eva.
Right.
It's Eva herself that gets heat. It's the attitude of Eva that gets her heat.
Right, which is great. That's something you can't teach. It's just there.
And I don't think Natty really has that. Because Natty is such a likable person. She's such a sweet person that it's like, I think it's hard for her to channel that.
She built her brand of this nice person who loves, this nice cat-loving lady, where it's like, you don't buy into her having evil intentions.
But everybody has evil intentions. She just has to figure out how to do her, but do her in a more wicked sense. And I don't think that's necessarily Natty's forte. I don't think that's ever been Natty's forte, you know?
Even when she was with Beth, Beth was the one getting the heat. She was just a sidekick.
Yeah. And she just kind of looked, stood there and looked mean, and Beth kind of did all the work.
Right. So it was Natty leeching off of someone else's heat. So it was like, even in the Heart Dynasty, she was just the manager. She was never the one getting, the boys had the heat.
You know, same with Cesaro and Tyson.
She was there. She was not the one getting the heat. She was absorbing the heat, which goes back to why she was trying to work with Eva. She wants to absorb someone else's heat.
Because it's easier for her to do. Because, again, I don't think acting is Natty's forte. I don't, you know, her strength is wrestling. She's a phenomenal wrestler. A phenomenal athlete. Acting, not so much.
It's not her forte now. As we're back, we're seeing the beatdown of Becky Lynch once again. And now they're booing her. She's like, they're finally booing me. Yay.
And she's thrilled.
Renee's like, that's a good thing she got booed. She's been a good guy for so long.
I think everybody's like, oh god, finally.
She'll shut up now. Maybe. It's like, I got booed. Yay.
And Renee's congratulating Natty. They're both really excited. It's adorable.
Anyway, we're in Napa. We're getting a private pool or semi-private pool. I don't know. We're lounging by the pool. Nigga's like, you hate when I succeed at things.
Where is her dog?
Brian. There it is.
There it is. Called it!
She's like, I'll be Ben more successful than he is.
I don't think Bree's saying she's making the decision because she's lonely. It's the loneliness is what's causing the drive to make the decision. It's pushing her to think outside the box in terms of wanting to do things, such as winemaking and, you know, all the other things that she's doing, which they're numerous, because she doesn't have anything else to do. At this point, she's not back yet.
No, her return is SummerSlam, so this is July.
So this is a couple months before, before she returns.
This is end of June, yeah, so we're about 7 weeks away.
So it's like, she needs to fill the time, because again, she's alone in that big house, all by herself, and assuming her dog is there. I have no idea where her dog is right now. But assuming that her dog is there, she's all by herself. And that sucks. So it's like, she's gonna find stuff to do, and she's gonna do stuff that interests her in things like, you know, winemaking that interests her. So why shouldn't she look into it? Why shouldn't she do it? Why shouldn't she build a brand?
Yeah, she should totally make the brand. And she should totally build her Bella brand. Yeah, it's what she should be doing.
My only concern with her doing winemaking would be that wine, restaurants, any kind of really food or beverage related thing, it's all based on word of mouth. And how people buy it is you get people to say, oh yeah, this wine's really good. And it's like one really bad recommendation can sink the entire thing.
Yes, it can.
And launching a winemaking brand is very, very difficult. Launching a winery is very difficult, because the thing is it's like, you have to age wine, so she would have to start now with the growing and everything like that to start to build a stock and a supply of wine to be able to take it to market and sell. Because essentially, she's not going to be able to have, you know, like the bigger wineries, she's not going to have the stock right away.
No.
She won't be able to have the facilities to have the stock, so she's going to have to build it over several different years before she can really go to market with a product and sell it.
Right, and she's gung-ho about it now, but how about 2 years from now, after the whole process, will she be even interested in it, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and part of it also is, too, you know, she would have to move out there full-time, unless she pays someone to manage it for her. She's got to go out there full-time. She has to live out there full-time, and we all know how John's going to feel about that.
Which he brought up earlier, anyway. Bree's on the phone with Brian. She's now relaying the message to Brian about being more successful, John. He's like, okay. Bree's like, come on now. Come on. Brian's like, you're on the wrong. Brian's like, just go tell you're sorry. And it's like,
oh. Brian, the voice of reason in that entire relationship.
Pretty much, yeah. We're in Toledo. Slow-mo of hair.
And makeup. The makeup. Glam Squad making the rounds tonight.
Hey, it's Darren Young and Carano and Paige. Carano's like, so be honest with me, how are you? And she's like, I'm great. How great are you physically, mentally? He's like, I'm great. He's like, how's your neck? Carano's like, if I had to talk to you, I already know.
She's trying to play it off, and he's like, nope.
So she's like, I'm okay. You know, I didn't want to say anything. It's pain, but, you know, I can deal with it. And he's like, I don't want to put you out there. He's like, keep open communication. And now she did a fake smile, you can see, and now she's going to rip someone a new one. Paige's like, I only told one person, and that's Eva.
Did Eva get her nose done? Natty's like, drama!
Now she's just ripping Eva a new asshole.
Okay.
About telling Carano. And I don't know if that's a new nose or not.
I'm gonna have to look.
Well,
yeah. Something about her looks different. And I don't know if it's just we haven't seen her in a while. I don't know what it is, but it's something about her face that looks different. I'm gonna have to go look at her nose. Because she could have gotten it done or she couldn't have gotten it done. Who knows? But anyway. Okay, so I need to say this, because based on everything that happened with Paige, and I know a lot of this is scripted for TV, this paints a new light on that entire situation.
You don't say.
Because here's the deal with Paige, alright? Spoiler alert. Because I don't know how much of this is going to make this show versus everything else. The rumor going around, and what Paige's family essentially was implying, and Paige herself was essentially implying, was that WWE was refusing her medical treatment. That they were saying, oh, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine, you need to keep working, you're fine. This, right here, shows that she's trying to lie about it, and say that she's okay, and Carano's like, no, you're not fine, you need to go get medical treatment, you need to go see a doctor, we are not letting you back in the ring until you're clear.
What WWE said she didn't need neck surgery. Well, we don't know, but this was her hiding it from them, so right there, she loses any case if she would ever sue them. There's video proof.
Yeah. I mean, she would have to essentially prove that moment right there was completely scripted, and that was done purely for the show, and she would have to prove that WWE did in fact tell her, no, you don't need surgery, because it could be she doesn't need surgery. We don't know. It's like, she's gonna go to the doctor, she's gonna get the diagnosis, and she's going to interpret it one way, the WWE doctors will interpret it another way, potentially, and that could be where the falling out happens. Because all of this is leading to what happens with Paige.
Yeah.
The whole falling out with Paige. So, because she seems different.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's bad. Because obviously she's very happy. She's at peace with herself. She's in a good place, emotionally. Kind of.
We think. At least she's in a place that she believes she's happy.
Because it's like, she's in that first, oh hey, we just got together, we're in love phase.
We're in
love. Relationship.
We're in love, so we get each other's tattoo on our names on our bodies with each other phase, yes. That phase.
I don't think he ever got his hurt.
No, I know. Anyway, continue. Oh, wait, well, hold that thought, we're back. More asshole ripping. She's like, same old Eva.
I think that was Luke Harper in the background. Or Eric. Now she's getting into it with Natty.
Because all the girls knew about her neck.
They watched her take the bump. Oh, it was Natty.
She didn't know they were supposed to keep her neck a secret because they can all see her, you know, moving. Eva didn't tell anyone. Eva's like, I have no time for nonsense.
Yeah, Eva's kind of done with her.
And Eva
was, Natty's kind of done with her, too.
Eva was in the total right in this one. Hey, we're back with Bella's in Napa Valley. She's like, John motivates me, but that's not the reason. And at the end of every Total Divas episode, the Bellas apologize to one another.
Usually it's Brie apologizing to Nikki.
Usually. She wants to be on a cover four with her championship and her wine. Nikki's like, massage my feet. Oh.
Okay. All right.
That was very revealing.
Okay, I didn't get to see it, so you have to tell me.
The health of the athlete is most important.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of issues next week.
Well, I mean, and going back to Paige's situation, there's two sides to every story. Excuse me. And Paige sort of jumped out there first when she got suspended about her neck and started ranting and basically defended herself when no one was really accusing her of anything. Like, that's the thing. She kind of brought all of this out to the surface about what was going on with her, you know, when she got her first drug suspension, when she got her second one, or I should say wellness, not drug. It's her first and second wellness suspensions, and when she got the second one, that's when it came out about her neck.
Right.
And she put it out there.
Wednesdays.
Ah, yeah.
So it's, she got the story out there first, and her family defended her like they do, not surprised, go family, saying that WWE was telling her, oh, you don't need surgery, oh, you don't need to be healthy, you know, you need to keep wrestling. This paints a very, very different picture, where it's her resisting getting treatment. Where it's, well, I'm hurt, but I have to keep working. It's that mentality that a lot of the wrestlers have, especially the ones that are trained in that old school way of, if you can walk, you can work. And with Paige just coming back, because I think, when did her first wellness happen? Was it before Survivor Series? Or was it at Survivor Series?
SummerSlam. Right before
SummerSlam. SummerSlam. I'm sorry, SummerSlam.
3 days before SummerSlam, they all got popped.
So she's coming back to TV, she's getting pushed, and the last thing you want when you're getting that, or you're having that happen, is to get pulled and to have to go out hurt, especially with the brand split, especially with a lot of the opportunities that are coming her way. The last thing she wants is to get hurt, which she's gotten hurt or she has a pre-existing condition. We don't really know. She's being very mum on it, intentionally, because you notice the cameras are on her.
Yes.
And it's like, there's that whole situation with Brian, where Brian wrote a book, and nobody knew Daniel Bryan was concussion prone, or how many concussions he had actually had, until he wrote that book. And WWE saw that book, and went, oh no. So it's like when Daniel Bryan got that final concussion and he went out and he tried to come back, they pointed at the book probably and went, uh-uh, no, you can't come back. And that's what started all the crap with Bryan. This with Paige, it's like, I think if I'm not sure how that contract is structured, but I would guess that WWE previews the episodes before they air, you know, to make sure that they're up to standard, nothing's getting put out there that they don't want seen, yada, yada, yada. So it's like somebody in WWE either saw this in a preview, or E told WWE what was going on with her neck, because I'm not sure if they're obligated to report, you know, things like injuries that are being kept hidden, or alcohol, or, you know, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, anything like that with the talent. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. But I would think that they would be.
No, they do not. They cannot interfere with the daily goings-on of the reality show. As it goes, they're not going to say anything. It's up to the people involved to say something, the talent.
Okay, so WWE would see this and see her talking about her neck and go, well, wait a minute, what the hell?
Right.
Which, obviously, all this happened before these episodes ever got cut, ever got sent to them. But, you know, it paints a whole new light on that situation with her. And it's like, okay, so who's telling the truth? Is it 50-50? Is it 60-40? 80-20? You know, who's really telling the truth here? Because obviously, again, you take everything on Total Divas with a grain of salt. Because some of it is staged for TV, you know, like the Paige Eva blow-up thing. That was obviously staged for TV. You know, everything else. So it's like her kind of resisting and lying to Mark Carano. You don't know if that's real or not.
But from everything you know about her, it seems like that's real?
She has a history of doing it in the past. Of hiding things, of lying about things, of not telling the truth fully, and of playing the victim.
Yes.
So it's, you kind of look at that and you go, yeah, maybe. It's like you want to give her the benefit of the doubt because obviously she is the injured party. It's her neck. And it's ultimately her decision in terms of how she seeks and gets treatment.
Right.
But her making a very strong accusation against WWE's medical staff saying, oh, well, and WWE in general saying, oh, well, you know, they're not taking care of me like I'm supposed to be. And then her family is backing her up on that. That's serious. We know the last person that did that, lawsuits happened. And I believe they're still ongoing.
They are still ongoing, yes.
And somebody got called out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know if that's the best course of action to lie about it. But we're going to have to see where this goes. You know, because it's like, I'm really curious now if they're going to talk about her suspension. And if they're going to talk about Eva's. Because we're kind of coming up on it.
We're coming up on it. Next week's show features Daniel Bryan getting the call to come back. We get more with Bella's. More with Paige's injury. That's all coming next week.
Okay, well, we have to talk about the Bella's real quick.
Go.
Okay. As we called earlier, Nikki's goal is not to be as successful as John. It's to be more successful. Part of that is a personal determination, and I think part of that is a control thing. Because, you know, again, as I said earlier, she's making her own money, she's making her own way, she's getting her own success, so she is taken care of. So if anything happens between her and John, she's fine. But from a power standpoint, it's his house, his money, his cars, his stuff. So it's all him. It's his way. If she becomes more successful than him, the power dynamic shifts. And now it's her house, her cars, her money, all those wonderful things now come over to her.
Right.
Which now puts the ball in her court with him. And I'm not saying that she's doing this to be devious. It's just, it's a control thing because that relationship is not 50-50. That is not two equal people coming to the relationship on equal terms. That is more leaning towards him in terms of how they do things. He tends to make more decisions than she does. He dictates more than she does. It's, well, this is my schedule. I'm going to be gone. You have to deal with it. But when she starts to pick up her schedule, he complains, if you notice.
Oh, yeah. Because he wants her to always be there just whenever he has that free moment.
Yeah. And to his credit, he said he was going to try and make more time for her, which, good on him. can't complain about that. But I think it's partially she's looking for something to do because she doesn't have anything to do. She's still stuck at home. She wants to be successful because there is just that personal determination and drive to be more than what she's conceived as and perceived as, which is, you know, and I don't mean this negatively. I don't mean this as a shot at Nikki Bella, but I think she's perceived as a stupid girl. Just one of the stupid divas from the past kind of thing.
Right.
And she wants to overcome that perception. She wants to prove that she's capable. She's intelligent. She is strong. She's determined. And she can make her own way in this world without the help of a man, which I can't fault her for. I say, get it, girl. Go do your thing.
Yeah, go do your thing. Absolutely.
And as for Brie, it's like, yeah, you're kind of in the wrong on this. I mean, I get Brie doesn't want to do it, but you don't have to put Nikki down for wanting to do it.
Right, and that's what Brian told her. Just told her, it's like, just don't put her down for that.
It's like, here's the thing. Brie's life is so different from Nikki's because it's like Brie's married. Brie's trying to have children. She's settling down. She's content to live in Arizona with Brian and their dog and their 20 kids that they're eventually going to have and be content to be a wife and mother. She doesn't really have many business aspirations. Nikki, on the other hand, I'm not going to say that she's not going to be fulfilled, but marriage and children are not on the table for her, so she cannot seek fulfillment that way.
But if they were, she would be all for it.
Oh, dude, if he threw that on the table, she would jump at it.
She would drop the winery, she would drop this, she would drop it all for it, which is what Bree's trying to do. She's trying to drop it all to be a mother.
And Nikki's trying to pull her in because she needs that support from her sister, from her family. But it's like fulfillment isn't going to come for Nikki that way, so she's trying to find another way to be fulfilled. And I'm not saying, you know, fulfillment solely comes from being a mother and a wife. That's not it at all. It's just in Nikki's case, she believes that's where it's going to come from. And because she can't have it, she's got to find it another way.
Right.
Whereas it's available to Brie. Because that's the other thing that's got to be really hard for Nikki, is she has to watch her brother and her sister basically get what she wants and have what she wants. It's like her brother and her sister are both married. They're both having children or going to have children in this near future. So it's like for her, she's now being left behind in that category. And it's like, okay, well, I can't have that, so I'm going to go start a winery, or I'm going to go be on the cover of this magazine, or I'm going to do a photo shoot, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to find other ways to kind of compensate for that.
Right, which is exactly what she's trying to do.
And there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it.
No.
Because she's building that security net for herself. She's taking care of herself.
Which she should be doing.
Because again, nothing is certain in any relationship where it's married or unmarried. But for her, there's even, you know, it's like with marriage, at least with the divorce, when you break up, get something. If she and John break up, she's probably not going to get any kind of financial compensation.
Right.
For that. So it's like, he can just be like, okay, you have 30 days, get the hell out of my house. Or in this case, houses.
Yeah.
And who knows what else that whole agreement states, whether he gets to keep the cars and the jewelry and the clothes and everything that he's ever given her, or she gets to take that with her, or whatever. But yeah, so it's like she's building her own security net. And I say good on her.
Yeah,
like, do the damn thing.
Very much so.
So, but I think that does it for Total Divas. What do you think?
That does it for another edition of the Rack Extra Total Divas. Now, before she officially wraps this up, I have to do a little plug.
Do the thing.
You know, we've mentioned a couple times on the show that we interviewed, what's her name? Nikki and Brie Bella, the Bella Twins, right?
Yeah!
We did. We've interviewed them. It's available. You can listen to youtube.com/RackRadioShow. But it's up for an award.
Really?
Yeah, the interview's up for Female Interview of the Year at Wrestling Radio Awards. You can go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com, vote once a day for our interview with the Bella Twins. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome!
You can also vote for our interview with other E! Network star, Barbie Blank. That's available in the media interview section.
But wait, isn't there one more?
There is. We've also interviewed the founder of Global Force Wrestling and former TNA star, Jeff Jarrett. He's also up for Media Interview of the Year. You can vote once a day at WrestlingRadioAwards.com for that interview as well.
And hey, if you're feeling generous and you want to vote for Show of the Year, The Rack, the regular show that we do every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com, is also up for Show of the Year. So if you're feeling generous, you want to go vote for us there, go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote for us. We would very much appreciate it. It would mean a lot. Seriously, it would. Because we want to win.
So yes, please go vote at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote once a day for The Rack, Bella Twins, either Barbie Blank or Jeff Jarrett. Vote once a day and show me here at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
And, well, on that note, that does us for Total Divas Season 6, Episode 7? 7. God, we're already at 7.
We have 3 episodes left until the mid-season finale.
Oh, God. I just can't deal with this. 3 more episodes.
It's going to be a lot of drama for 3 more weeks, and then we're going to take a break for a little bit. So.
Well, that'll be good. So, well, that does it for us. You've been listening to Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Don't forget, vote for us, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Bye!